We're going to talk now to Dr. John Van Wy. Why, you may ask? We've got to talk to Dr. John Van Wy of Cambridge University. He's going to tell us all about it. John, how are you today?
Fine, thanks.
Darwin, the complete works online. Explain.
Well, yesterday we launched Darwin's private papers. We did the publications a couple of years ago, and we've been building up to reveal now his private papers, so all of his notes, reading notes, memos, and also printed things that he collected, like off-prints and reviews of his books, and then even obituaries after his death.
So you've actually scanned everything, or have you taped them all up, or what way do they appear?
They're images of the originals. They're taken from microfilms.
So if you couldn't read it then, you still can't read it. You haven't interpreted it and typed it all up so a body can read it.
We've done that to some of them, but
yes.
It would take many years to type in all of these. I mean, there's 90,000 images.
Oh, my goodness.
But, John...
I was going to say, sorry, Terry, some of them are very hard. I've had a look, very hard to decipher.
Indeed. Some are difficult and some are easy, but the main thing is that we've put the whole lot up there for free, and, you know, there's nothing between you and the real materials of Charles Darwin.
But I believe we learned an awful lot about him.
Well, yes. I mean, this is the lion's share of everything produced by Charles Darwin. So we used to just have his publications, and all of this was locked away in archives where only expert scholars could access them.
Mm.
Well, John, this is going to be a massive job, because Charles Darwin, for anyone who knows anything about Charles Darwin, was a full-time scientist. He came from a very rich background, and he didn't have to worry about money. And although we only tend to remember him for the Beagle and for travelling off to the Galapagos Islands, the 5 years that he was away, when he came back, he spent all of his life working in science. He didn't have to worry about a job as such, and he just wrote and wrote and wrote, and you're now trying to put all of this to make it all available to the public, and he was a very poor writer.
Yeah, unfortunately his handwriting was not the best, and it can be a challenge to decipher some of it, but I think that the fact that the public can now see the papers behind the books. I mean, Darwin never published all the evidence he collected for his theory of evolution. The Origin of Species has no footnotes. It was just an abstract or an overview of his theory, of a much bigger work he planned to publish, but he never did. Well, today, or yesterday, we published Darwin's evidence, because his notes, his experiments, and all the materials he gathered from around the world and never managed to publish, well, now they're out there.
But is it the reason why he didn't publish is because he realized that Wallace was coming up behind him, so to speak, and that he too had a theory which was very, very similar to Darwin's theory, because Darwin had been back from the Galapagos for 20-something years and had been mulling this over in his mind.
That's right. He'd been working at it for many years, and he tells us this on the first page of The Origin of Species. He says, I, as long ago as 1837, I was working on this, and now it's 1859. And he says, from that day to the present, I've steadily pursued the same object, i.e. to come up with his theory and to substantiate it.
So there's 20,000 items on this. The man must have never tidied his house. He must have never thrown out a thing. So every word he ever wrote, crossed out, scribbled out, all of this is up. Is this actually fair?
Well, it's
it's
scribbles, but, you know, the 20,000 isn't just things scribbled by Darwin, because when we say this is Darwin's private papers, it's not just stuff that he wrote, but it's all the stuff that would have been on his desk and on his shelves. So, for example, there's things like issues of magazines, pamphlets that people sent him. There's even complete some of his books in the proof form sent by the printer with his little corrections in the margin. So that would count as an item, even though it would be 600 pages. Whereas another item might be a tiny scrap of paper with a little note on the habits of a robin, for example.
Now, but you also can see his thoughts on marriage, and not always the most complimentary of thoughts.
Yes, alas. Darwin wrote these notes because he was considering whether or not getting married was a good idea, and he had a pro and con list. And, you know, to marry, that, well, okay, a nice soft wife on the sofa, that would be a good thing.
And better than a dog, anyway.
Yeah, indeed. And then on the other side, well, it'd be a terrible loss of time. One would have to visit relatives.
Less money for books.
Trifle.
Now, how did Darwin reconcile his revolutionary views on the evolution with his religious background? Did you get any insight into that?
Yes, there's a lot of material available in this collection now on Darwin and religion, both what Darwin thought and what other people thought about Darwin's views. Just countless pages of material on this. Darwin although he was never a very religious man. He gave up his faith in Christianity in his early 30s, but he never published on this subject because he didn't consider himself an expert on it. Instead, he thought, I'm a scientist, I publish on what I've discovered in nature, and what religion is a completely different sphere.
Well, the archive, the online archive, should I say, has 20,000 items and 90,000 images included on the online library, and the address is www.darwin-online.org.uk. That's www.darwin-online.org.uk. Dr. John Van Wy, thank you very much indeed. It's 4 o'clock, time for news headlines now with Eileen Dunn.
Good afternoon. Ireland's biggest mortgage provider.